Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, How Generative AI Differs from Traditional AI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Generative AI and the Fundamentals of Generative AI for Sales course. In this lesson, we'll explore the key differences between generative AI and traditional AI, their respective strengths and limitations, and the distinction between generative and discriminative models. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between generative AI and traditional AI methods, understand their applications in the financial services industry, and identify the advantages and limitations of each approach. Main content comparison of generative AI and traditional AI. Generative AI and traditional AI, often referred to as discriminative AI, differ fundamentally in their objectives and methodologies. Traditional AI focuses on recognizing patterns and making predictions based on existing data. For example, a traditional AI model might analyze previous customer interactions to predict future behaviors or needs. This approach excels in specific tasks like classification, where the goal is to categorize data points into predefined classes. In contrast, generative AI creates new data samples that resemble the training data. For instance, it can generate text, images, or even music that mimics the style of the original data. The generative model learns the underlying distribution of the data, which allows it to produce novel outputs. A practical application of generative AI in financial services could involve creating personalized financial reports or customer service responses tailored to individual client needs. Strengths and limitations of each. Both generative AI and traditional AI have distinct strengths and limitations. Traditional AI shines in tasks where the data is labeled and structured. It is often more straightforward to implement since it relies heavily on supervised learning techniques. However, it can struggle with unseen data or scenarios that were not part of the training set, leading to poor generalization. Generative AI, on the other hand, has the ability to produce innovative and creative outputs, which can enhance user engagement and personalization. However, it requires large amounts of data and computational resources to train effectively. Additionally, the generated outputs may sometimes lack precision and can introduce errors if the model is not well-tuned. In financial services, the challenge is ensuring that generated outputs are not only engaging but also compliant with regulations like SOX. Understanding generative versus discriminative models. To delve deeper, it's essential to understand the distinction between generative and discriminative models. Discriminative models focus on the boundaries between classes. They learn to differentiate between classes based on features present in the data. For example, a discriminative model might identify whether a transaction is fraudulent by analyzing transaction patterns. Conversely, generative models learn how data is generated. They capture the joint probability distribution of the input features and the output labels. This allows them to generate new instances, not just classify existing ones. For instance, a generative model could simulate the behavior of a customer based on transaction history, creating a profile that can be used for targeted marketing strategies or personalized services. Examples from financial services. In the financial services sector, understanding these differences can lead to innovative applications. For instance, a traditional AI model could analyze historical loan data to predict which applicants are likely to default. This model would rely on existing data to classify potential borrowers based on their attributes. In contrast, a generative AI model could create synthetic loan applications to help test new lending criteria or assess risk in various scenarios. By generating diverse application profiles, financial institutions can better prepare for real-world variability and customer needs. Another example could be in customer service. Traditional AI chatbots often rely on predefined scripts to respond to customer inquiries based on historical data. In contrast, a generative AI chatbot could create dynamic responses that adapt to the specific wording and context of customer questions, leading to a more personalized and engaging experience. Conclusion. In summary, understanding the differences between generative AI and traditional AI is crucial for leveraging these technologies effectively in the financial services industry. While traditional AI excels in classification tasks with structured data, generative AI offers the potential for creativity and personalization. By recognizing the strengths and limitations of each approach, professionals can make informed decisions about how to apply these technologies in their practices. As you move forward, consider how these concepts can be applied in your own work, especially in enhancing customer interactions and service delivery. Reflection questions: how can you apply the principles of generative AI to improve customer engagement in your organization? What limitations of traditional AI could impact its effectiveness in your specific use cases? In what ways do you think generative AI could transform customer service in the financial services sector?